Good morning, everyone. You're here with me on 12radio.com. And I am Lori the Love Sherpa, bringing you your weekly dose of spirituality. Well, actually, I'm not the only one that does that, but that's what we're doing here on this show today. So I am, as my title implies, a Love Sherpa. And what that means is I bring you all of the spiritual stuff that we are, because we are spiritual beings created in God's image, in the image of love. And that's our consciousness. That's our energy. So anyway, we will get into all of that. It is now 10:04 a.m. Sorry, my voice sounds a little wonky. I don't know why. It is Monday. Oh, look at that. It's Monday, November 4th. And there's a lot going on. It's probably why I feel very, like, my brain's really fired up. My brain is really, I'm very lit up right now. I feel the energies have been really high. The ascension energies, they've really been ramping up for like the last week, and the last few days have been kind of off the charts. So my brain is lit up, my body is lit up, and I feel very, thanks to my nootropics, partially, I feel very focused. I think I told you guys about the nootropics that I was taking, which I can't think of the name of right now. I will have to run in the other. You know what? Hang on 1 second. I'm going to run in the other room and grab that and see if I can. Oh, good. Okay. Got it. Okay. It's called Dose by Mind Honey. So this is an adaptogenic nootropic that I've been taking for a while, and I can feel such a difference because when you're as ADHD as I am, which I am, sometimes I can just feel very unfocused, and that's not helpful. So especially if you're trying to get through your day. So I don't get paid for this or anything, but I just find, you know, you guys know me, you know, I find products that I love and I share them with you. And this is one of the ones that I've loved for some time now. I think I've been taking it maybe 6 months tops, maybe a little less, but it just gives me a little bit of like, whew, like the light bulb just went on in my brain. Seriously. Yeah, I love it. I mean, I don't drink coffee or anything like that because coffee makes me jittery. And so I just love this stuff. Again, it's called Dose, D-O-S-E, by Mind Honey, M-I-N-D-H-O-N-E-Y. And it's just a natural adaptogenic nootropic. It's got, it says it helps support focus, energy, memory, clarity, and daily cognition, which it really does. And I'm just loving it. I've been taking it, like I said, for some time now. Oh, excuse me. And I am thrilled, honestly, with this product. I don't think I've been so happy with a product in quite some time. Well, actually, I have been. There are a few that I really like. But this one, it's been great. And I'm just so pleased. So I am wide awake and I am ready for all of you. And any questions you may have, any problems you may be having, I want to hear about it. So the way you can do that is just to go over to the Facebook chat. And how you do that is by entering 12radio on your device, 12radio.com actually. And that will take you right over onto a page where I should be doing this too. You'll see chat on the left side and you'll hit that and that'll take you over into the 12radio private group, where if you scroll down, you'll just see my banner and you'll also see in the chat, you'll see Tara. Hey, Tara, it's good to see you. All right. And yeah, thanks, Jay. Jay was warning you guys that I was going to be a few minutes late, and I apologize for that. I always try to be in time, but I had to charge my device a little bit. It was starting to get a little bit low. And I didn't want it to conk out right in the middle of the show. That would not be good. And Renee's here. Hey, Renee. Good to see you too. All right. So, like I said, I am called Lori the Love Sherpa for a reason, and that's because I can address all and any and all issues of not only love, but life issues, any concerns you might have. And I do it from a place of love. I do it from a place of non-resistance. I do it from a loving place, from an open heart, because I think that's the best way to do everything. And I'm happy to entertain anything you want to throw at me. If I can, if I can't, I'll tell you. But if I can, I will. I've been trained. I went to school at the University of Santa Monica, and I studied spiritual psychology. So I'm a certified spiritual psychology practitioner. And if you're wondering what that is exactly, it's a combination of spirituality and psychology. And I also use other methods, other modalities. I am also pretty well versed, I would say, in the areas of masculine, feminine energy. Excuse me. Masculine and feminine energy, as well as sexuality. And, I like to say I know a little bit about a lot, and I know a lot about a few other things. So I'm kind of a know-it-all in the best possible way, and not the bad way. Hopefully. Although I probably come off that way sometimes to some people. But be that as it may, I'll just own that. I will make that my superpower, one of them. All right. So there's so much going on. My goodness. I'm swimming in these energies. It's been really wild. I mean, I've been walking around quite literally feeling very high for the last week. I mean, off the charts. Just, I know I say that a lot, but it's really ramping up. And let's see what else is happening. We had the time change. I'm actually okay with the time changes. I don't really mind them all that much. I think I prefer, the turning the clock back, because then it feels like I get an extra hour, although you really don't, because when you lose the hour in the spring ahead, fall back, that's how I remember. In the spring, you kind of lose it there, and in the fall you get it back. So you're not losing or gaining anything. I know it upsets a lot of people's circadian rhythms, and that's probably why they don't like it, and different other reasons, like they don't like it getting dark as early. I don't really care, honestly. I'm okay with all of that. That's fine with me. I'm kind of that way. As long as it's not really, terribly affecting me in some way, I'm sort of non-attached. I'm unattached. I remain unattached. I like to practice non-attachment as a rule. And I'm kind of like a live and let live type of person for the most part. As long as you're not hurting me or anyone else, do what you want. It's kind of, and we talked about that last week on the Wiccan read, for Wicca. It's and it harm none, do as you will. That's kind of one of my mottos for life. It's like, you know what? If you're not hurting anybody, then go right ahead and do what you want. So I'm sorry, non-attachment is always a good thing, I think. I did want to speak on, I don't speak on politics here on the show, and I'm not going to now. But I want to comment, obviously, because tomorrow's a big day and everybody seems to be really concerned about it. I will say that I have felt very strongly, intuitively, who's going to win. And, Okay. So there's that. Doesn't really, I want to say it doesn't really matter. And I know that's kind of a strong statement, because it does matter, but it does matter. And definitely everybody should vote. That's, I'm not saying it doesn't matter, don't vote. It matters, and it definitely is a good idea to vote. And I think you should. Having said that, I know a lot of people feel very strongly one way or another. And I have my thoughts as well. But I also know in all of that, that if I feel super, super strongly one way or another, and I have, I have had some strong feelings, but I always reel it back in because I know for a fact that no matter what happens, no matter who wins, everything that happens is for our highest and greatest good. And something that may appear to be negative to you, it actually may end up being a positive in a way that you could not possibly conceive of. So you always have to remember that when things look like they're negative, there's something about it that you are unaware of because it's actually happening for you to help you in some way. And you just don't know what that is because we don't always have the privilege of seeing exactly what everything is about right away. Usually we see it later. But spirit has everything under control, honestly. And I know it may not seem like it sometimes, but spirit does. Have no doubt. God is in control. God will always be in control. You can help everything go more smoothly if you are not worrying, if you are not resisting, if you are not pushing against, because pushing against is resistance, and you'll only get more of what you don't want. That's how it works. And I feel like it's really important to stress this right now because people are, they're like wild. They're just crazy. And I see it all around me. And I can't say I haven't been there at moments, honestly, but like I said, I know how to reel myself back in. And I refuse, since I know all of this, I refuse to let anything control me. Because the only one who can even attempt to control me is me. And frankly, I can't even do that. God can do that. So I allow spirit to inform me in whatever way is best. And I allow that energy because I cannot make a decision if I am stressed out, worried, upset, out of alignment. That is a terrible place to be to make a decision. You have to be relaxed and aligned if you are to make any decisions about anything. Anything. Doesn't matter what you're talking about. There's just no way you could really make the best decision if you're in a place where you're not somewhat trusting, surrendered, calm. Calm. That's the key word. If you're calm, you're going to make better decisions. You just are. That's just the way it works. Nobody makes good decisions when they're upset and stress. They just don't. That's when things backfire. We make bad decisions and we don't think about it. We just feel a certain way and we're like, we get crazy about things and there's no need to. So it takes practice, but I know you can do it. I have faith in you. All right. So the other thing I'm seeing is people, arguing their points. And I just feel like it's so useless. Because other people, you have to keep in mind that other people, just because they feel differently than you, doesn't necessarily mean that. I mean, it doesn't mean that they deserve disrespect. Because I really feel like at a core level, we all want the same thing. We just feel like there are different ways to go about it. Everybody wants to be happy. Everybody wants security. Everybody wants a happy family, or happy friends, whatever your situation is. People just want to be happy. They want to feel good. And there are many different ideas about how we can get to that place, And that's actually okay. Because just because somebody thinks diametrically opposite to you doesn't have to mean anything about you. It really doesn't. We have to allow other people the dignity of their own process, because we don't know what their curriculum is in this earth school. We don't. You can't say, do what I do, think what I think, because that person might be here for a completely different reason, and probably are. If they're thinking that differently, they're here for a completely different experience than you are. We all come into these human bodies as spiritual beings with a curriculum. We're here to learn different lessons. Some people are here to learn things that are a little easier than others, and other people are here to learn harder lessons. It just is. So you trying to, and I'm not saying you shouldn't talk to people and, have discussions and help people if you really see somebody maybe doing something that's going to harm other people. That's fine. I mean, that's kind of what politics is. But don't get so mired in it. Just know who you are, know what you believe, know why you believe it. And relax and know that overall God has everything handled, even if it looks not so great to you in this moment. So, the only thing I would say is, be objective. When you go vote, be objective. Look at things. Be a thinker and do some critical thinking, and just realize what feels resonant in your body and what doesn't. And that's going to be different for everybody. So be true to yourself, have integrity, and do what feels right. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, I will always, always live in the spiritual world as well as in this human body. So, of course, I have to navigate both, like we all do. But there are things we can do to ensure that our world continues in the best possible way. We can always, always hold the vision, like I always try to, of, that 5D vision of a beautiful world. When I imagine and focus myself into feeling of what I want the world to be like, I envision it beautifully, perfectly, with everyone. Oh my God, it's so beautiful, because I can see people being kind to each other. I can see people doing what they love. It's such a loving picture, and it's so beautiful. Everyone having what they need, everyone feeling nourished. Just the best possible picture you can imagine. And if you imagine the world like this, don't you think that energy is going to help the world? You sending that kind of energy out into the world, it's going to help beyond what you can imagine. I know because I do it and it does. I take my little corner of the world and I make it beautiful as I can. We're not talking about my apartment. My apartment is messy. I know some of you are thinking that. They're like, but Lori, I'm doing my best, people. I have ADHD. Give me a break. No, seriously. But even my messy apartment is kind of beautiful because it is really nice energy. And that's what I'm talking about. It can be beautiful and pleasing to the eye, of course. But what I'm talking about more importantly is energetically beautiful. It can feel good. If something feels good, you know it and you love it. You can meet even if even people, you can meet a person who might not be so beautiful, but they're just the most amazing person to hang around with, right? So it's like that. You go out into the world. You send positive energy. You bring your alignment to other people, and other people are going to feel that. And your nervous systems are going to sync up. I'm not a scientist, but that's kind of how it works. They're going to feel your energy, and everybody's going to have a regulated nervous system, and they're going to feel good. So, this is what the vision that I'm holding, especially since tomorrow's election day and everybody's, kind of in a tizzy about it seems. And I'm relaxed about it. Even if I wasn't intuitive, and even if I didn't already know who's going to win, I would still relax because I know that whoever, it is, there's a reason. And spirit knows what spirit is doing. We have spirit guides who watch over us. And even in A Course in Miracles, I can't remember the exact quote. But it basically says that God will not allow, I believe it says the Son of Man, God won't allow us, humans, to screw up our world past a certain point. And although it's screwed up in many ways, it's still a very beautiful world in so many other ways, It really is. Sure, we have a lot of problems to work out, of course, but there's a lot to be really grateful for. So that's what the idea of what it says in A Course in Miracles. And of course, like I said, I can't remember the exact quote right now. Oh, I think it has something to do with this: God will not allow the Son of Man to miscreate past a certain point, something like that. And that's what it means. It's like, okay, there's only going to be so far you can go. And God isn't going to let you go past that point because your spirit guides are here and that's what they're for. So they'll let you go pretty far, but not to the point where you like destroy everything. It's just not, it's not that. And I feel that makes me feel really secure and good when I know that, yes, spirit does have our back in so many ways, in every way, every way. So I just wanted to share my thoughts with you. And I hope that's meaningful because I know how worried everybody is. No matter what side you're on, even if you have no side, excuse me, it's just like if you look at the state of the world and some of the things that have been happening, In some ways, it doesn't look so good, and I get it. And in other ways, it looks great. So I choose to focus on the ways that are positive because, like I said, whatever you focus on increases. So I prefer to have more beauty and more love rather than the opposite. So hold that vision, hold that 5D vision of a beautiful, lovely, perfect world where everyone's happy, everyone's getting their needs met. People have what they need. Just the positive. Don't focus on anything else, really. And that way, no matter who wins, that's going to be the outcome somehow. Even if you can't possibly imagine how that could be with this person in office, just look at it that way, because that's really the truth. You'll see. Because every single time, I can tell you, every single time, I used to be very involved in politics. And every single time, the opposite candidate, the one I didn't want to win, would win. It's like, it almost didn't matter, truly. Like nothing terribly devastating happened, thankfully. I will say, in my life, I can't speak for everyone, but that's the key. You have, when you hold the vision of a beautiful world, your world is beautiful. And since I'm only responsible for my experience, I'm trying to tell you how you can be responsible for yours as well. It's definitely shitty to see other people having a terrible experience. But again, we have to give everyone the dignity of their process. And we don't know what they came into this earth school to learn. We don't know their curriculum. So we have to help them if we can, and if it's our place. Otherwise, they have to learn their lessons in the way that they chose to learn their lessons. That might sound harsh, but it's really not. It's actually the way we learn. So, and we chose this. We chose to come here. This was not foisted on us. We as souls chose this journey. We didn't have to come to Earth. We didn't. We could have stayed in the ethereal, the whatever plane we're from, in the spiritual plane. And we could have stayed there, hanging out, living our little perfectly ethereal lives. But we wanted to experience physicality. And so here we are. So experience it, okay? Even the stuff that doesn't feel so good sometimes, there's always a lesson. There's always something to learn there, and there's always a gift. Okay. So let me see here. Let me go back to the Facebook chat and see if any of you have any thoughts or questions. I'm happy to help, believe me. That's my thing. It's what I love doing. I love being able to help and to, shed some light on any issues you might be having. So I just want to make sure we've got everything. I wanted to share all that just because I felt it was necessary and important because a lot of people are not thinking clearly, really. And this hopefully will have given you some clarity. Okay. All right. Going to the Facebook chat. Let's see. What have you got for me today, my loves? Okay. I see Quelly. Hey, Quelly. She says, Monday blessings, Lori. And the same to you. I'm happy you're here, Quelly. And Edward, yay. I'm surprised to see you here, Edward. I know you're moving around. He says, blessed morning. I have a busy morning. Yeah, I have no doubt. But I'm stopping by to say I appreciate you. Aw, thank you, Edward. I appreciate you too very much. That's really nice of you to say that. So, and I hope your move goes really well, and I hope you get it done more quickly than you think. So, let's read from Opening Doors Within. Oh no, you know, before I do that, actually, yeah, let's read. Let's read. Today's date is, what did I just say? The 4th, November 4th. Hope you all had an awesome weekend. I was dancing this whole weekend. I've just felt like nonstop dancing lately. I danced in my dance class. I danced, let's see, this week, Wednesday, Thursday. Did I do Thursday? No, Thursday got canceled. Okay. So Wednesday, I was supposed to dance Thursday, but like I said, it was canceled. I danced Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I think I'm dancing tonight. My body is just raring to go, I swear. I'm just like, I feel like I can't get enough. I have this energy in me, this excitement. And I even said it in Kat's chat room and Kat's show, who came before me, Kat Nicholson. I feel so excited. I just feel so excited. And it's a great feeling. And I just feel like I just want to keep dancing. Although last night I really just wanted to sleep because I was exhausted, and that's probably why, because of all this excitement. Don't forget, I am a projector and I feel all the sacral energy around me and all the generators and mangens. The projectors and well, I won't speak for reflectors because I'm not one, but all the projectors I know are feeling all the energy from everybody. It's crazy. It's wild. It's kind of cool, but you know, sometimes not. I walked into my dance class actually last night and I felt so much anxiety because well, for many reasons, but one reason was there was someone in the class who was feeling overwhelmed with anxiety, and she spoke up and said that, because I'm sitting there and I'm like, what in the world is this feeling that I'm feeling? And sure enough, there was somebody right across, sitting right across from me in the room, who was feeling all her feelings. So I picked up on that. That was very uncomfortable, I must tell you. Sometimes feeling other people's feelings ain't all it's cracked up to be. But it is a gift, and I do feel blessed for it most of the time. Just on those rare occasions where it feels really uncomfortable, that's not so fun. But I'm still grateful for it. Absolutely. You know, you kind of have to take the good with the bad if you have a gift, you know. You have a gift, so I'm grateful for it. Where was I? But yeah, just the energy. I just feel like I can't stop moving lately. It's wild. And then, like I said, I literally was ready to collapse last night. I'm not even kidding. I was having trouble standing up. I was really glad I didn't have to do too much before I went to bed, because I was going to take a shower and I just ran out of energy. That was it. I'm like, oh no, this is gonna have to wait. And I quickly just, you know, rinsed off my feet from dance class and took my vitamins, and I was in bed. I don't even remember being awake in bed. I think I must have passed out immediately as soon as my head hit the pillow. I was out like a light. I don't think I've ever felt that tired in my entire life. But it was a good tired, because it felt good to lie down and relax and just let myself fall asleep. But that was an experience, to go from just moving and moving and moving like a whirlwind, you know, to all of a sudden feeling this exhaustion and definite necessity for sleep. Okay, let me read from this book. Opening Doors Within is the name of the book, and it's 365 Daily Meditations from Findhorn, Scotland. And it's by Eileen Caddy, and she channeled this book. She channeled it. Spirit, you know, spoke through her. So all these messages are directly from Spirit. Okay, November 4th. It says, keep your eyes open and keep ever alert. Behold my hand in everything and give eternal thanks. Without awareness, you can miss so much which is right there in front of you, or even within you. Many souls go through life blind to the wonders all around them, blind to the miracles of nature, and so miss the miracles of life. When you are aware of beauty, harmony, peace, and serenity in the small things around you, you will find that awareness growing until all life becomes a wonderland, and you walk through life like a child, wide-eyed at all that is taking place. You will expect the most glorious happenings to take place, and therefore will help to bring them about. There will never be a dull moment in your life. You will take nothing for granted, but will give thanks for everything. Gratitude keeps the door wide open for more and more wonders to enter your life. So never, never fail to give thanks. So, like always, we were just talking about this, weren't we? Yeah, I'm feeling into the words. Yeah, what I was just saying, you know, this is how I feel a lot of the time. I walk through life very much like a child and very wide-eyed at everything that's taking place, because I know that spirit has everything in hand. I know that. I know that to the very core of my being. And sure, do I doubt it occasionally? Yes. But I'm very quick to bring myself back to that trusting place. I'm much quicker now than I ever was before. Because the more you practice, the better you can. You know, once you realize that, yeah, I can trust this. I can trust that spirit has got me. That's when you realize and you get better at trusting more often, you know, and you actually get thrown off your path a little less often, less frequently, because the more you trust, that's what you're focusing on. So naturally, life is going to show you more experiences where you're able to trust and it's easier to trust. And life is not going to show you so many experiences where you're out on a limb having to like hang on for dear life and trust in that instance, because that's a lot harder. But if that happens, it does become easier to trust in those moments, because you've already had the evidence that you can and that it works. So it's kind of like I don't want to call it a vicious cycle, but in a way it is kind of circular, because the more you focus on good things, the more good things come to you, right? That's just how it works. And there are so many subtleties to all of this, you know, because you really have to feel that you have something positive before you actually have the positive thing. So you actually have to feel relaxed and confident and abundant and calm before you see evidence of why you should be. Which really sounds counterintuitive and it's kind of weird, but it does work. And that is the way it works. And if you just do that, you know, some people will be like, well, that's weird. You know, I need to actually see if this is going to work before I believe it. Well, then you probably never see it. I don't want to say never, but you know, it's a lot harder to see good things that way if you don't actually feel like you already have them. And that's the hard part for most people. Feeling like you already are abundant, if you're not particularly abundant in the physical world, that can be challenging sometimes. But that's when you have to trust the hardest. And that's what will get you to the place where you actually are abundant, or whatever it is that you want. And there's all kinds of abundance. I'm not just talking about money. money definitely is included in there, because I know, there we always worry. Some of us, well, I would say like all of us at some point in our life have worried about money for the most part. I would say maybe 99%, except for that 1%, but a lot of people in life worry about money, and a lot of people in life worry about abundance of other kinds too. Love, many people are looking for love and can't seem to find it. Many people don't have a lot of friends and would really like some. So this is all abundance. And when you go inside and you realize spirit is source, God is my supply, and God will give me what I need if I only allow it to come. And again, many tools for that. There are many tools for that. Gratitude is a great one, like it says here, in the little meditation I just read. Gratitude keeps the door wide open for more and more wonders to enter your life. So never, ever fail to give thanks. I am grateful all day long. I'm not kidding you. I am so grateful for just about everything. And I really feel like it's one of the reasons I thankfully have been blessed. And I say that with all humility. So, in this wild season, just focus on that. Just focus on the good things in your life. Focus on the things that you really are grateful for, because there's always something. I mean, just the fact that you're here right now and you're able to, take an hour out of your day at 10 a.m. or, 1 p.m., whatever time it is where you are. Just that you can take an hour out of your day and you can sit and listen to this show and hopefully get some good information out of it and have it help you in some way, I hope. But just the fact that you can do that, you have the freedom to do that in your day. What a great thing to be grateful for. The flexibility of a day in which you can listen to a radio show if you want to. You don't have to necessarily be in a position where you can't listen to a radio show because you have to do something that you don't want to do. That's a great blessing. I mean, for me, the freedom and the flexibility that I have in my day, I am so grateful for that. Even if you have to, even if you have a job where you have to clock in and do things, and you're sitting there at your desk and you're still listening to this, that's still freedom. Because you're not allowed to listen to a spiritual radio show at every single job, right? And I mean, if you can, if you've got your, your five senses, six senses, we have several, we have many. Thank God I can see. Thank God I can walk. Thank God I can taste and smell. Thank God I can hear. That's been a little bit of an issue for me lately because my left ear is pretty acute. My right ear is a little less acute. So I've been very aware of how much a blessing hearing is lately. And I'm fine. I don't want you to think I'm not. I hear fine. I just hear a little better in my left ear than I do in my right. In the right ear, some of the more, I'm not sure what you'd call it, but some of the more subtle sounds are a little less clear. But in my left ear, it's fine. I think what happened was I was on the phone one time, and I think I was waiting. I don't know what happened. I picked up the phone, and all of a sudden, this really loud, high-pitched sound shot right in my ear, and it was really loud, like louder than you would imagine from a phone. I mean, who does that? But I guess it was there in case somebody left the phone off the hook. This was a while ago when phones were actually like plugged into the wall. And they had that high-pitched sound, just so if you left it off the hook, you would say, "Oh God, I hear that." But it did it right in my ear. I had the receiver right up to my ear. I don't remember why. I don't remember the circumstances, but I remember thinking, "Oh, that's probably not good for my hearing." So yeah, I think that's kind of what happened because I can't really imagine why one ear would be, able to hear better than the other. Who knows? So, but I'm grateful that I still have my hearing. Good Lord. I mean, let's all be grateful for just the very being of our physical bodies and the fact that we're intact. And the fact that I get to wake up and move through my day in a way that feels pleasurable to me. I'm so grateful for that. I have a schedule, but it's very flexible, thankfully. And I usually work it around my dance classes and my private clients and, other things that I have to do in life, like normal people, of which I am one. But I'm just grateful. There are things I would change in my life if I could. I would really love it if I could see my daughter and my grandson and have nice conversations with them. Right now, that's not possible, unfortunately, but that's okay. It really is because I know it's happening for a good reason. I know that. I have no doubt about that. It's already been shown to me. I've had messages right from spirit telling me exactly what's going on, and I'm like, oh, okay, now I understand. Yeah. So I'm okay with it. I'm definitely not okay with it, but I'm okay with it. If that makes sense. It wouldn't do me any good not to be. It wouldn't do me any good to resist it, to get angry about it, to get upset about it. Not that I don't sometimes. And sometimes I'll cry because it's sad. It's really sad. And sometimes I really, really feel that loss, no matter how temporary I am hoping it will be. But overall, I know for a fact that this is all happening for my greatest and highest good. And I simply cannot go against that. It would be silly of me to push against that when I know that it's going to be better ultimately for both of us, all three of us, actually. And I still do get to see my little guy. He's not so little, he's taller than I am now. But I still get to see him now and then. So I will trust that the universe has me, has my back, and that God has me in the palm of his hand, because he always has, and he's never let me down. Not ever. And I'm grateful to be able to say that. Oh, wow. Let me go back to the Facebook chat because I see we only have a few minutes. I hope that was helpful in some way. Just some of my thoughts that I thought I wanted to share with you today. Sorry, I'm just pulling up the chat again. Well, I'm hoping that you are all just here listening intently because I don't see any new comments. But yeah, I think that was good. And I'm happy that you are all here with me. I'm always grateful for all of you. But I think I'm going to end on that note. So go out and vote and be nice to people. Treat everybody the way you want to be treated because nobody wants to have anybody be mean to them. We all have our opinions and we're all entitled to them. So when you go out and vote, Feel into your body first. You guys are all good people. You know the difference between what feels right and what doesn't. It's all going to work out. Just know that. It's all going to work out. Okay? So I am going to make way now for the lovely Jamie Dawn. And after her, Serena will be here doing her radio show. And those are two lovely, wonderful ladies who have some really great knowledge. And I highly suggest that you listen to them. They come on right after me. Jamie Dawn with her show first, and then Serena. So stay tuned. And I just want to again say how grateful I am for all of you being here with me. And I hope that I have served you in some way today. So you have been here listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way we listen to the world. And we can all have a much better influence on it if we send out our own loving energy to everyone. So do that no matter what you decide to do today and every day. I love you all so much. I will see you again next week. Bye, everybody.